Good evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine, and we are live here at home at beautiful TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida, getting set for game two of this six-game set between the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and your Dunedin Blue Jays. It was an awesome game here last night for the series opener, and an even better ending. Fort Myers jumped out to a 3-0 lead early on, but Dunedin chipped away, scoring one in the fourth, one in the fifth, and one in the seventh to tie it up at 3-3. Then after some outstanding work out of the bullpen from Davis Feldman and Michael Brewer, J.C. Masson walked it off in the ninth on a single up the middle, scoring Brennan Orff to win the ballgame 4-3. A great start to the series, and exactly the thing this team can try and use to turn it around here in the second half and make a run at that last playoff spot. Elsewhere around the Florida State League last night, Jupiter fell to Palm Beach 5-3, that being at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. The two teams that share a stadium vacated from that stadium due to renovations. They played a home game against each other that wasn't at their same stadium. Lakeland beat Clearwater 5-4, a narrow nail-biter as Lakeland was able to hold on in the ninth after Clearwater put two up and had the tying run aboard but couldn't get the job done. Tampa crushed Bradenton 15-6, and Daytona beat St. Lucie 11-2. How that all affects the standings will start in the East as always. The Jupiter Hammerheads and the Palm Beach Cardinals are now tied for the division lead. Jupiter leading that division by just percentage points. The Hammerheads 14-17 on the year. The Palm Beach Cardinals 13-16. They're both a game up on the Daytona Tortugas. They're 12-17. And the St. Lucie Mets are still in last place. They're 9-22. 5 games back of first. And in the West, Lakeland now holds sole possession for first place. They're 22-9, a game up on each the Bradenton Marauders and Clearwater Threshers, who are both 21-10. Tampa, they sit in fourth place, now a game above 500 after their win last night, 16-15 in this second half. They are 6 games back of first. Your Blue Jays are now in fifth, 13-18 on the year, 9 games back of first. And the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles are in last, 12-19, 10 games back of first place. And now we move on to tonight. Jarrett Worf gets the start for the Mighty Muscles this year, his fifth start, 15th appearance. He's 2-2 with a 2.93 ERA through 43 total innings of work. The Blue Jays have seen him once. That was a relief outing on May the 25th. That being here at home, he went 3 innings pitch, giving up 1 run on 2 hits with 3 walks and 2 Ks. It is his now 5th start of the year. He started in the rotation at the beginning of July, and he's performed pretty well so far, pitching to a 5.28 ERA in his first effort at going 4 to 5 plus innings. His last time out, he gave up 3 runs across 4 against Palm Beach, and he took the loss. And for your Blue Jays, Yandri Rojas back in the starting rotation. He's making his third start of the year and just the second since coming off the IL. His last time out, he went 4 very solid innings at Tampa in a 5-1 victory. He got a no decision with that 4 innings of work, just 1 run, it being a solo shot, his only real mistake. On the season for Dunedin, he's 1-1 with a 5.68 ERA, but he has looked better and better and better every time he's come back since the IL. Couple of roster moves to make note of for you tonight. Right-handed pitcher Chad Green has been transferred on rehab assignment to AAA Buffalo, and Glenn Santiago has been activated from the IL. He is available off the bench tonight after missing about a week. And now we'll move on to the lineups. First for the Mighty Muscles, managed by acting manager Raiden Sierra. Batting first at shortstop, minor league rehabber Hernan Perez. Batting second, the DH, Danny DeAndrade. Batting third in left field, Ricardo Olivar. Batting fourth at second base, Luke Kieschel. Batting fifth, the catcher, Nate Baez. Batting sixth at first base, Gregory Duran. Batting seventh in right field, Alex Sayer. Batting eighth at third base, Jay Harry. And rounding out the order for the Mighty Muscles, batting ninth in center field, Maddox Houghton. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy, the boys look like this tonight. Batting first at shortstop, Nick Goodwin. Batting second at second, Bryce Arnold. Batting third at third, Tucker Thoman. Batting fourth in center field, Roque Salinas. Batting fifth at first base, Brennan Orff. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jackson Hornung. Batting seventh in left field, Angel Del Rosario. Batting eighth in right field, J.C. Masson, last night's hero. And batting ninth, the DH, Raquelvin DeCastro. That'll do it for the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll take a break and we'll be back right before first pitch, which should be in about 8 or so minutes, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We are live here at TD Ballpark in beautiful Dunedin, Florida, getting set for game two of this six-game set between the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Yandri Rojas is on the bump for your Blue Jays this evening, making his third start, ninth total appearance for Dunedin this year. On the season, he's 1-1 with a 5.68 ERA, but in his last start, the first time he had started since coming off the IL, he went four strong innings against Tampa, not getting the win, just a no decision, but just one run given up on a solo shot. It's going to be the minor league rehabber Hernan Perez leading things off. The righty kicks, fires, first pitch is a little up, little in, 1-0, and we are started here at 6:30. Righty-righty matchup, Perez here on minor league rehab assignment. 231 average in his time here with Fort Myers. That one missed as well. A 2-0 count. Rojas, the 20-year-old, out of San Juan de los Moros in Venezuela, spending part of his second season here with the Dunedin Blue Jays. That one in there for a strike. Tyler Green, the home plate umpire. Isabella Robb, the umpire on the bases. This is an ABS game, all ABS. So Tyler Green will be indicating the balls and the strikes, not necessarily making the call. The righty comes set, kicks, fires a 2-1 pitch. That one fouled off right side. Now a 2-2 count to Perez. Hernan Perez, Danny DeAndrade, and Ricardo Olivar due up in this half inning. Top three in the Fort Myers order. Two balls, two strikes. Rojas looking in to the catcher, Jackson Hornung. Now he comes set. And the 2-2. That one just missed that inside corner. Full count to the first batter of the ballgame. 3-2 to Perez. Time called at the plate by Perez. He'll take an extra couple seconds. Yandri goes back to the rosin bag. Full count. Nobody on and nobody out here to the first batter of the ballgame. Yandri comes set. 3-2 pitch. In on the hands, and it's blooped over towards center field. That's going to come down for a base hit. Roque fields it in shallow center. Leadoff single for Perez. Let's meet the defense for your Blue Jays. In the outfield, left to right, Angel Del Rosario, Roque Salinas, and J.C. Masson. Along that infield, third to first, Tucker Thoman at third, Nick Goodwin at short, Bryce Arnold at second base, and Brennan Orff at first, with Jackson Hornung behind the dish. Quick mound visit between Rojas and Hornung, making sure they're on the same page with that runner at first base. Four out of the five infield spots tonight taken up by 2023 draft picks, or those from the 2023 draft class. Now Danny DeAndrade stepping in for another righty-righty matchup. First pitch, that one misses the inside corner. 1-0 to start off DeAndrade. Last night started off the game as the second batter of that game as well with a double. Came around and scored, but he went 0-for-4 the rest of the way, finishing 1-for-5 on the night. And a balk called on Yandri. Called by the umpire on the bases, Isabella Robb. So it'll still be a 1-0 count as that slider missed. But now moving up to second base is Perez. Runner on second. Nobody out here in this first inning. Fort Myers with a chance to break this game open early on. That one low and outside. And now time is going to be called as that one gets caught up in the little netting that protects where the ball boy sits. It's going to go down as a wild pitch, I do believe. Popped off the right knee pad of Jackson Hornung and shot over to the left. Now he's going to go out and talk to Yandri again. Two quick mound visits here in this first inning. The Blue Jays are going to have five remaining. And that's actually ruled as a pass ball on Hornung. So a runner 90 feet away with nobody out. Top half of this first inning. Yandri has a lot of work to do if it's going to be a scoreless first inning for him. The 1-1 pitch. That one low. Now a 2-1 count. 94-mile-an-hour fastball missing low. That one just below the knees. Went right back with a fastball. Three balls and a strike. Yandri comes set. Cakes fires. 3-1 pitch. Ground ball left side. That's going to be picked up by Toman. Going to first with it. Throws in time, and that'll be out number one. But coming in to score is Hernan Perez. RBI ground out for Danny DeAndrade. Now base is empty, one away for Ricardo Olivar, the left fielder. Olivar was last night's catcher, now moving over to the outfield tonight. Righty-righty matchup. Yandri comes set. First pitch, that one skips. Yandri yanked that slider. 1-0 to start it off. .271 average, 8 home runs, 39 RBIs for Olivar so far this year. Playing in his 73rd game of the season. Caught and a miss there on the fastball. Evens it up 1-1. Blue Jays taking last night's series opener with a walk-off base hit by J.C. Masson. 4-3 ball game. The Blue Jays were down 3-0 early on. That one lifted high towards shallow center. Out there is Bryce Arnold, now being called off by Nick Goodwin. The shortstop reaches out, makes the grab, and that's two gone. Second
baseman, number 12.
Two down now, Luke Keyshaw. Stepping in for the first time tonight. Made his single-A debut last night. Went 2-for-3 with a double and RBI. Solid first game by the new guy for Fort Myers. Righty kicks, fires. That one in there for a called strike. Inside slider. Caught the corner, and it's 0-1. Yandri comes set. Is back almost to the plate. The 0-1. That one, line towards center field. Base hit for Keyshaw. Now 3-for-4 in his single-A career. That'll continue on the inning now for Nate Baez, the catcher.
Number 23, Nate Baez.
Nate Baez. Tonight's catcher for Fort Myers, playing in his third game of the season. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start it off. Baez, a 12th round pick last year out of Arizona State. Spent a little bit of time with the Mighty Muscles at the single A level last year towards the end of the season. 16 games. There goes the runner, and that one gets away from Jackson Hornung. Back to the backstop, in there safely without a play, is Keyshaw. That'll likely be ruled a stolen bag for Keyshaw, his second of the year already. Yandri kicks, fires the 1-1. That one chopped right side, foul. 1-2 now the count. Baez spent the beginning of this season on the IL, originally on the 7-day IL, with a broken hamate bone, that being a small bone in your wrist. Got transferred to the 60-day IL before being put on rehab assignment on July 24th, finally making his debut on July 28th. That one lifted towards shallow right center. Out there is Roque. That's going to drop in front of him. Bryce Arnold got turned around on it. It lands safely in right center field. An RBI single with Luke Keyshaw running the entire way with two outs.
First
hit of the year for Nate Baez, and it's an RBI single, a 2-0 lead for Fort Myers. Now the first lefty of the game that Yandry will face, Gregory Duran. First pitch, that one a little bit low for a ball, 1-0. The 1-0, that one inside. 2-0 lead here for Fort Myers early on. They took a 2-0 lead in the first inning of last night's ballgame as well. Tacked another run on in the third, but the bullpen went the rest of the way, shutting Fort Myers down for 6 1/3. Chopper right side, that's picked up on the hop by Brennan Orff. He'll take it to the bag himself, and that will end the inning. But Fort Myers strikes for two for the second game in a row here in the first inning. We'll head to the bottom half, 2-0, Mighty Muscles lead.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get the head right. I do every night. You can call it limelight. I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking all right. TK jeans on skin tight. She been shaking that tail light. Got me frozen in the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road.
We're back here, bottom half of the first. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Nick Goodwin, the shortstop, is going to lead things off for Dunedin. And there to face the starting pitcher for Fort Myers, Jarrett Worf, making his fifth start of the season. All of his starts came in the month of July. An 0-2 record with a 5.28 ERA through 15 1/3 of work. The righty kicks fires. First pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Goodwin. On the season for Worth, a 2-2 record with a 2.93 ERA. 14 total appearances, 4 starts. Now on a foul tip off the end of the bat, and now an 0-2 count to Goodwin. 47 Ks in 43 innings. He was used as a bullpen arm in the first 10 outings of his season. We're now being moved into a starting role. Out of the windup, the righty kicks deals. Now on a tap or foul, just getting a piece of it. Staying alive is Goodwin. Nate Goodwin went 0-for-4 last night, reached on an error, and was also robbed of a base hit by last night's left fielder, Hernan Perez. The 0-2 again, checking his swing of that slider that skipped well in front of the plate. Ball and two strikes the count. Nate Goodwin, Bryce Arnold, and Tucker Thoman, the top three in the Dunedin order, all due up in this half inning. Checking his swing. Did he go around that time? Over to Isabella Robb, and she says no. 2-2. Goodwin playing in his fourth game of the year. That one up in the air towards shallow left. Charging in is Olivar. Out there's the shortstop Perez, and Olivar is going to call him off, make the grab for out number one. One up, one down. Let's meet the defense for the Mighty Muscles in the outfield left to right. Ricardo Olivar, Maddox Houghton, and Alex Sayer. Along that infield, third to first, Jay Harry at third, Hernan Perez at short, Luke Keyshaw at second base, and Gregory Duran at first, with Nate Baez behind the dish. One up, one down, first pitch. That one missed. Take it for a ball. Low, 1-0. Out of the windup, the righty Worf kicks the heels. That one ripped towards left, but it's hook and foul. Arnold got a good piece of that one, just pulled it a bit too much, and it's going to be a 1-1 count. Arnold went 1-for-4 last night with a double in that seventh inning, setting up the potential tying run, which did come in to score on a sacrifice fly by J.C. Masson. That one's fouled back to the screen. Now 1-2 count to Arnold. Righty kicks, fires. That one skips in front of the plate. Evens up the count 2-2. Arnold, the 22-year-old from Hamilton, Ontario, by way of Campbell University in North Carolina, same alma mater as Ryan Chassie. The 2-2 pitch, that one a line shot caught by Worf. Right back to the pitcher. He stuck the glove out, makes the grab, and that's going to be two down. Two up, two down. Base is empty now for Tucker Toman, batting from the three spot. Went 0-for-3 last night, but reached on a fielder's choice and a walk. Came around to score both times. Foul tip back to the screen. 0-1 to start him off. Had that 94-mile-an-hour fastball timed up. He was ready to go on it. Batting from the left side here against the righty Worf, the switch hitter. That one low. Toman favors that left-handed stance. 223 average on the year, 5 home runs, 38 RBIs. Leading the team in both home runs and RBIs. He watches that one go by. Bounces on the dirt. 2-1 the count. Worf looking for a clean 1-2-3 first inning. Starts the windup. 2-1 pitch. In the air towards center. Coming in is Houghton. He'll have plenty of time. He'll settle, makes the grab for out number three. Three up, three down. We'll head on to the top half of the second here at TD Ballpark. 2-0, Fort Myers leads after one. I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. Took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. The way I breathe you in is the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you. There's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. Yeah, and I'll be right here with you till the end. I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, badass. I get my light right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it. You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. The days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time. And give you my whole life. My girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave a call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her. Left her baggage for a mover. I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. We're back here, top of the second. Alex Sayer is going to lead things off for the Mighty Muscles. DeAndre Rojas back out for a second inning worth of work. Gave up two runs in the first, looking to settle into this ballgame. 23 pitches through one. First pitch to Sayer, taking inside for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. Sayer, 223 average, two home runs, 13 RBIs. Righty-righty matchup. Yandri comes set. Kick steals the 1-0. Ground ball right side. That's going to be picked up by Arnold on the hop. Throw to first in time for a 4-3 putout. One up, one down. That's going to bring up the third baseman, Jay Harry, for a righty-lefty matchup. One of just two lefties in this Fort Myers lineup. Rojas shakes off the first pitch. Now he comes set. Righty kicks, fires. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Harry. Jay Harry playing in his second game of the year. Made his debut at the single-A level last night, going 0-3. Takes that one off the plate now. A 1-1 count. He did draw two walks, but without a hit. 1-1 the count. That one tapped foul between the legs of Hornung, and it's 1-2. Wins blown out towards right center. Here at TD Ballpark, it's going to give the lefties a little added advantage. Yandri comes set, kicks, fires the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball, foul, right side. Count stays at 1-2. Wait an extra few seconds as J.C. Masson has to jog over to the line and make that pickup on the foul ball. Looking for someone to throw it to. Nobody was near him. Gets it back into the infield now. 0-1-2 count. Yandri looks in, comes set. And the 1-2 pitch. That one off the plate. Changeup couldn't get him to chase. Evens it up 2-2. Ground ball left side, picked up by Tucker Tolman. Throw across is in time for the out for a 5-3 putout, and that's two up, two down.
Center fielder.
That's going to bring up the center fielder, nine-hole hitter Maddox Houghton. Houghton playing in his 68th game of the year. 217 average, couple home runs, 22 RBIs. First pitch by Yandri, caught and a miss there on the slider. 0-1 to start him off. Houghton, 24 years old, out of Dalton, Georgia, by way of Lipscomb University. First full professional season, that one missed low and outside. Evens up the count 1-1. Signed as a free agent with the Twins organization on January 30th of this year. He's been with the Mighty Muscles all season long. That one up and in, 2-1 the count. Two balls, a strike. Rojas kicks, fires. In the air, right side. That's going to get up and out of play, I believe. Masson making chase, but no chance of it as it gets up into the stands. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. Yandri looking for a 1-2-3 second inning. Rojas comes set. And the 2-2. In the air right side again. Foul up and out of play. Houghton stays alive for the second time. Bases empty, two down here in this top half of the second. 2-0 ball game, Fort Myers leading. 2-2 again. That one low and inside. Full count, two down. Time called late, right as Yandry got set. Houghton steps out. Now he'll dig back in, and Yandry will get back on the rubber. Three balls, two strikes. Yandry, payoff pitch. Caught and a miss. Blew the fastball right by him. First strikeout of the night for Yandry Rojas, and he gets the 1-2-3 inning. We'll head on to the bottom half of the second here at TD Ballpark. 2-0, Fort Myers leads.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
Told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted here. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. You can't be right, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. When I'm away from you, I miss your touch. You're the reason I believe in love.
We're back here, bottom half of the second. Roque Salinas is going to lead things off for Dunedin. 4-5-6, the middle of the order, due up. Roque digging in, batting 229 on the year. A home run, 34 RBIs. Righty-lefty matchup, first pitch. He fouls back to the screen. 0-1 to start him off. Roque last night, 2-for-4. A single and a double, RBIs in both. Drove in two of the four runs that the Blue Jays scored. J.C. Masone drove in the other two. That one chopped foul right off the top of the Blue Jays dugout and caught. Okay, quickly down 0-2. Salinas, Orff, and Hornung due up in this half inning. That one a soft liner. It's going to bounce in front of the shortstop, Perez. The pickup, the throw to first in time. That'll be out number one. That'll bring up Brennan Orff. Scored the winning run. Was on second when J.C. Masone singled into center field. Came around and scored that run in the ninth inning. First pitch. I want a foul tip off the mask of the catcher, Nate Baez. Over to the right side. 0-1 to start off Orff. 0-for-3 last night, but he drew that leadoff walk in the ninth. Ended up making it to second on a ground out by Edouard Duran, setting the Blue Jays up for the win. That one in there for a strike, now 0-2. Popped off the mitt of Nate Baez, just catching that inside corner. Orff out of the windup. 0-2 pitch. Fouled off. Orff stays alive. Orff playing in his sixth game of the year. He's played the most out of any of the draftees so far. 2-of-14 at the plate, but he's been very solid defensively, especially at first base. That one inside. Had a number of really crucial picks on throws in the dirt at first base last night. Now the 1-2 pitch. That one inside, a good take. 2-2, the count evens up. Two balls, two strikes, bases empty and one away. Righty kicks, fires. Fouled off left side. Orff staying alive, fouling off another. Count staying at 2-2. Orff the pitch, caught and a miss. Looked like the cutter there by Jarrett Orff. Now first K for him, two up, two down. That's going to bring up Jackson Hornung. Jackson Hornung, the catcher. His second game since being drafted. First pitch is fouled off the front foot. 0-1 to start him off. One for four in his only game so far this year, an RBI single. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, deals the 0-1. Cut and a miss on a check swing. He couldn't stop the bat. Slider got into the chase, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. And the 0-2 pitch by Orff. That one skips. Pops off the shoulder of the catcher, Nate Baez, way up in the air and to the right side. 1-2, the count to Hornung. One and two. Orff kicks, fires. Fouled off again. Ball and two strikes. Hornung, 22 years old, 16th round pick out of Skidmore College, a JUCO, rather, Division III in Upper New York. That one cut out and missed, and he goes down swinging on the slider. Back-to-back K's to end the second inning for Jarrett Orff. He's through two without a hit. We'll head on to the third here at TD Ballpark. 2-0 lead, Fort Myers in front. We're back here in the top half of the third. Hernan Perez is going to lead things off top of the order. Due up for Fort Myers. Perez de Andrade and Olivar. 1-2-3. All due up in this half inning. Yandri Rojas back out for the third. First pitch is low for a ball. Must have just missed. It looked pretty good. 1-0 to start off Perez. Perez singled. Made it to second on a buck. Over to third on a pass ball. Came around and scored. on an RBI ground out by Danny DeAndrade to start the game off 1-0. Fort Myers scored another one in that first inning. A 2-0 count to Perez. Righty kicks, fires. That one low. Three straight misses by Rojas to start off this third inning. Three balls, no strikes. The pitch, that one upstairs. A four-pitch walk to start off the third inning. Second time aboard for Hernan Perez. That'll bring up Danny DeAndrade. Another righty-righty matchup. First pitch taken off the plate outside with the slider. 1-0 to start off DeAndrade. He grounded out to third, bringing in Perez from third base. The 1-0. That one inside, 2-0. Six straight misses to start off the inning for Yandri Rojas. There is some weather just west of us, a small cell. It's right on the west side of Pinellas County and Safety Harbor. Keeping an eye on it. 2-0 pitch. In the air, in the infield. Right side, Bryce Arnold. Right there on the edge of the dirt. He'll settle, make the grab for out number one. One on, one away now for Ricardo Olivar. He popped out to short, his only time up so far today. Yandri up to 45 pitches so far here in this third. Gotta think he'll get to about 70 as long as he can keep going. That one a move over to first and back in time easily was Perez. Perez did steal a bag in last night's game. He is a threat. That one up and in. One and oh, the count to start off, Olivar. Righty kicks, fires. Caught and a miss on the fastball. Evens up the count, 1-1. Yandri comes set. The 1-1. That one in the air, left side. Angel Del Rosario out there at the track. He's watching, and that one's going to keep going. Off the bat at 104, it was way up in the air. Seemed destined to fall down in front of the fence, but that ball kept carrying. A cloud scraper off the bat of Ricardo Olivar. His ninth homer of the year, and that doubles Fort Myers' lead. It's 4-0 here in the third. Two-run shot for Olivar makes it a 4-0 ball game. Now Luke Keyshaw stepping in for the second time. He singled up the middle. 1-for-1 on the day. Came around and scored that second run. First pitch is inside for a ball. 1-0. DeAndre's going to have to shake that off. The 1-0. That one lifted towards left center. Going back is Roque running, and it's going to land in... Land past him and one hop the wall. Extra bases for Keyshaw. He follows up with a double after the two-run shot by Ricardo Olivar. And now Fort Myers threatening again here in this inning.
Catcher number 23, Nate Baez.
Keyshaw now 4-for-5 at the single-A level. Playing in just his second game. Now Nate Baez, the catcher. Wind's blowing straight out to right field. They're still able to cut it through the wind on that two-run shot. keep that from drifting back over to Roque Salinas, who was running it down in center field. Want to know the count, a runner on second, one away here in the third. Now move over to second. Throw is a little bit to the right of the bag. Arnold had to reach out and then apply the tag, but that gave Keyshaw enough time to get back in safely. First disengagement for Yandri. Rojas kicks, fires. That one in there. One ball, one strike, a runner on second. Yandri kicks, deals. Caught and a miss of that slider. Low and outside, it bounced. Baez completely fooled on it. One and two the count. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Foul tip stays in the mid of Hornung. Down swing and goes Baez. Second strikeout for Yandri. That'll bring up the lefty, Gregory Duran. Two away here in the third, a 4-0 ball game.
Number 22, Gregory Duran.
Now Gregory Duran stepping in for the second time. Grounded out to first to end the first inning. First pitch, that one in there for a strike, top of the zone, 0-1 to start off the run. Keyshaw still there at second base. That one well off the plate. Keyshaw trying to get in the head of Yandri, dancing out there past second base. One and one. Rojas kicks, fires. Ground ball right side, picked up by Arnold on one hop. Throw to first in time for the 4-3 put out, and that will end the inning. But Fort Myers doubles their lead. Ricardo Olivar with a two-run shot, his ninth of the year. We'll head to the bottom half of the third here at TD Ballpark. 4-0, Fort Myers leads. We're back here, bottom half of the third. Angel Del Rosario is going to lead things off for Dunedin. Bottom third of the order due up. Delro, Masson, and DeCastro. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch, that one off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Del Rosario. On the year, batting .225, three home runs, 18 RBIs for Delro. The righty kicks, deals, that one a ground ball in the middle, base hit for Del Rosario. First hit of the night for the Blue Jays. Leads off this third inning with a single to center. That'll bring up J.C. Masson, last night's hero. J.C. Masson, the right fielder, stepping in for the first time tonight. Double in the fifth inning of last night's game and sacrificed himself on a fly ball to left field to bring in the tying run. Drove in the winning run in the ninth inning to walk off Fort Myers. First pitch misses down low for a ball 1-0. Runner on first and nobody out. Righty-lefty matchup. Worf out of the stretch for the first time tonight. Now move over to first. Del Rosario leaning over towards second but gets back in safely, says Isabella Robb. Close play. First disengagement for Worf. The wind is still whipping in the direction of right field. There goes Delro. Throw down to second is not in time. Pitch was called a strike. And a second with a stolen bag is Angel Del Rosario. Puts a runner in scoring position for Dunedin with nobody out here in this inning. 17th stolen bag of the year for Del Rosario. Disengagement called. They ruled out one disengagement. The Blue Jays dug out quick to point out that that's actually the second. Lifted towards left. Coming in is Olivar over towards the line. And he'll make the grab in fair territory for out number one. That's going to bring up Raquel Metacastro, the DH tonight. Batting in the nine spot. 171 average on the year, a home run, and 15 RBIs. DeCastro playing in his 42nd game of the year. First pitch fouled back into the right. Delro was off of that pitch. He's going to have to go back to second. 0-1 to start off for Calvin. Righty-righty matchup with the top of the order due up and Nick Goodwin. The 0-1. Caught and a miss on the slider. That slider bounced right behind the plate. Got DeCastro to chase after it. Now down 0-2. Worf comes set, looking over towards second base. Turns, kicks, fires. There goes Del Rosario again, and it's fouled off again by DeCastro. Got a piece of the breaking ball. Del Rosario is going to have to head back over to second again. Blue Jays trying to manufacture a run with the speed of Del Rosario on the base paths. Still an 0-2 count. Worf comes set. And the 0-2. Up and in. One ball, two strikes. The pitch fouled off. DeCastro throwing the end of the bat at that one, getting a piece of it to stay alive. Count stays at 1-2. Time called. Nate Baez, the catcher, is going to head out from behind the plate and go talk to Jarrett Worf, along with the middle infielders Hernan Perez and Luke Keyshaw. Now everybody heads back to where they need to be. A 1-2 count at the plate to DeCastro. Runner on second, one away here in this bottom half of the third inning. Blue Jays trying to put a run on the board. Start chipping away at that 4-0 deficit. Worf kicks, fires the 1-2. That one in the dirt gets past Baez. That's going to allow Del Rosario to make his way over to third. Wild pitch by Jarrett Worf. Evens on the count 2-2. Now a runner 90 feet away. Two balls, two strikes. The infield stays back for Fort Myers. 2-2 pitch, cut, and a miss. Down swinging on the fastball up. DeCastro goes down. Now two down for Nick Goodwin. Potentially the last chance of the inning for the Blue Jays to get a run on the board. 0-for-1 on the day. He flew out to left field his only time up. First pitch, that one above the zone for a ball 1-0. The righty Worf comes set, the 1-0. Ground ball up the middle. That's going to get through for a base hit. RBI single for Nick Goodwin. Puts the Blue Jays up, his fifth RBI as a Dunedin Blue Jay, and it's 4-1. That'll bring up Bryce Arnold. He lined back to the pitcher, Worf, who stuck the glove out, made the grab. 0-for-1 on the day. Runner on first and two down here in this bottom half of the third inning. Worf kicks, fires. There goes Goodwin. Throw down to second by Baez. It is not in time. Nick Goodwin with a stolen bag puts himself in scoring position. Goodwin's first stolen bag of his professional career. It's an 0-1 count to Bryce Arnold. Now the 0-1. That one missed off the plate. One ball, one strike. Arnold lifts that one towards right. Coming in is Sayer towards the line, and he reaches, makes the grab. I believe that was in foul territory, and it was. That will end the inning. But the Blue Jays get a run on the board, an RBI single by Nick Goodwin for his fifth RBI. We'll head to the top of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. A third of the way through this ballgame, 4-1, Fort Myers leads.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island, even when you're close. Can't take the silence, I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple, we gave it all we could. It's time I wave goodbye from the window. Let's end this like we should and say we're good. When I'm meant to
We're back here in the top of the fourth. Yandri Rojas back out for his fourth inning worth of work. A 4-0 ball game, rather 4-1 ball game, with the Blue Jays getting on the board in the bottom half of the third on the RBI single by Nick Goodwin. Alex Sayre leading this inning off for Fort Myers, 0-1 the count. Rojas kicks, fires. That one in the air towards shallow right. Charging in is Masson. Out there is Arnold. Masson's going to call for it and makes the grab. That'll be out number one. The wind shifted in the middle of that ball, getting it up to his apex. Shifted coming in from left field straight towards the first base line. Masson had to adjust. One up, one down. Now Jay Harry's going to step in. Sayre now 0 for 2. Harry a ground out to third, his only time up. That first pitch just missed the outside corner. 1-0 to start off the third baseman. Righty-lefty matchup. Yandri kicks, fires. In the air, shallow left. Coming in is Dalrow. Out there is Goodwin. Goodwin calling everybody off. Makes the grab, and that's two down. Two down on four pitches. Now the nine-hole hitter, Maddox Houghton, back up for the second time. Righty-righty matchup again. Houghton struck out swinging his only time up. First strikeout of the night, that was for Yandri. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike, 0-1. Yandri comes set, kick steals the 0-1. Caught and a miss. A nice slider by Rojas, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two down. Rojas looking for a 1-2-3 inning, just like he did to the bottom third of the order in the second. Righty comes set, and the 0-2. Caught and a miss. Down on three pitches goes Maddox Houghton. Three up, three down for Yandri. Third strikeout of the night. We'll head to the bottom half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. 4-1, Mighty Muscles still leading. We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. Tucker Thoman's going to lead things off for Dunedin. 3-4-5 hitters due up. Thoman, Salinas, and Orff. First pitch by Jarrett Orff. Fouled off on a check swing by Thoman. 0-1 to start him off. Tucker 0-1 on the day. He flew out to center field and is only at bat so far. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. He went down for that one. Couldn't connect. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Worf kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Down on three pitches goes Toman. Strikeout number four on the day for Jarrett Worf. That'll bring up Roque Salinas. Roque stepping in for the second time tonight. Grounded out to short, his only time up. Righty-lefty matchup. Worf kicks, fires, first pitch is inside, taken for a ball by Roque. 1-0 to start him off. Blue Jays trailing by three here, bottom half of the fourth inning. The 1-0, foul tip back to the screen, evens it up 1-1. Taking a look around the Florida State League early on here tonight. Bradenton with a 1-0 lead over Tampa. They're in the bottom half of the fourth inning at Lecom Park. That one cut out and missed. Now 1-2 count to Roque. Lakeland jumped all over Clearwater for six runs in the top half of the first inning. Clearwater's come back a little bit. They've cut it in half now, a 6-3 Lakeland lead. The 1-2 pitch by Worf, cut and a miss. And that one in the dirt, kept close by Baez. Hustling down the line is Roque, but the third to first will beat him. Back-to-back case to start off this fourth inning for Jarrett Worf. That'll bring up Brennan Orff. Worf versus Orff. First pitch, that one hit Brennan Orff. Right on that front foot. He yanked the breaking ball. That's going to keep the inning going and put a runner on first. Hit batter.
Catcher number 14, Jackson Hornung.
Now Jackson Hornung stepping in for the second time. Struck out swinging his first time up. Runner on first and two down. Righty-righty matchup. Worf kicks, fires. That one in there on the outside corner. Starting him off with a slider. Caught the outside part. An 0-1 count for Hornung. Move over to first, and back in time is Orff. First disengagement for Worf. Still an 0-1 count to Hornung. Jarrett Worf comes set. Kicks, fires. Now on a check swing. Slider well off the plate. Isabella Robb says he did not go around and evens it up 1-1. A ball and a strike. Two down here in the fourth inning. The 1-1 pitch. That one catches the lower inner third. One and two now the count to Hornung. Now move over to first again. Brennan Orff back diving. Throws a little bit high. Took Duran off the bag. He tried to sell to Brennan Orff that it got by him, but to no avail. One and two the count. Righty kicks, fires. There goes the runner. Cut and a miss. Down swinging goes Jackson Hornung. Three strikeouts in the inning. No hits, no runs. One man left the board. We'll head on to the fifth here at TD Ballpark. 4-1, Fort Myers leading.
Shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man.
We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to Give Me Three Steps, Simple Man, and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's a way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got, and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. We fall down and we get up. We walk around and we talk tough. We got heart and we got nerve. And even if we are a bit disturbed, woo, come on. These are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always.
We're back here, top of the fifth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander, number 44, Josh Malares. 10th round pick by the Blue Jays this year out of the University of Oregon. First pitch taken down low for a ball 1-0. He made his single-A debut a few days ago on July 29th at Tampa, pitched a scoreless inning in which he had the bases loaded against him with just one away and induced a 5-4-3 double play to get out of the jam. 1-1 the count to Hernan Perez, top of the order. Righty kicks, fires. That one a slider. Nasty pitch there by Malares. 1-2 now the count. Time called at the plate by Hernan Perez. 1-for-1 on the day with a walk and 2 runs scored. Righty comes set. Malares kicks, fires the 1-2. The fastball just below the zone. Evens up the count. 2-2 to Perez. Fastball just missing that time. Righty kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Nasty slider there by Malares. One up, one down. That'll bring up Danny D'Andrade. That's the first career strikeout for Josh Malares. He didn't get one the first outing in Tampa, but he gets one here. First professional K for the young righty. Malares kicks, fires. That one above the zone for a ball, 1-0. Fastball's coming in at 91-92. Looks a little bit livelier off the hand of the right-hander out of Oregon. The 1-0. Caught and a miss on that nasty slider, 1-1. Years old. Born in San Francisco, California. Went to the University of San Francisco before transferring to Oregon for his last season of college ball. Finished off his career at Oregon with a 3.44 ERA as that one bounces right in front of the glove of Hornung. Now a 2-2 count. Appeared in 28 games in his final season. 11 saves through 36 and two-thirds with 50 Ks. The 2-2 pitch, that one in on the hand. Soft blooper left center field out there is good one. He runs it down, makes the grab. That'll be out number two. Final line for Yandri Rojas. Four innings of work, five hits, four runs, all earned. A walk, three Ks. First rougher appearance that we've seen from Yandri since he's come back from the IL. Now Ricardo Olivar, first pitch. That one, the breaking ball, off the plate outside. 1-0 to start him off. 1-for-2 on the day with that two-run shot in the third inning. The 1-0, that one in there. Fastball to the knees, a 1-1 count now to Olivar. Righty kicks, fires. That one fouled up and to the right. Now 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes, bases empty, two down. Lares looking for a clean inning of work here in his fifth. The 1-2, fouled back to the screen. Olivar stays alive, he'll see another. That one just missed. Fastball. Almost caught the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Molares kicks, deals. Slider. Couldn't get in the chase after. Now full count. Three, two. That one fouled back to the screen. Molares comes set again. Payoff pitch. Fouled off again. Olivar staying alive, fighting in this AB. He's fouled off now. Three to stay alive. Two of them on a full count. Molares. 3-2 again. Line shot towards right field. Over towards the line. Masson, that's not, he's going to run out of room. Kept hooking. The wind definitely aided it. And Olivar is going to see another. This will be the 10th pitch of the at-bat. He's fouled off the last three. Molares. 3-2 again. Upstairs. What a walk drawn by Ricardo Olivar. Fouling three off with a full count. Corey Reardon's going to come out of the dugout and go talk to Molares. This will be the Blue Jays' third mound visit of the night. Runner on first and two down here in this top of the fifth inning. Luke Keyshaw is going to be the batter. 4 of 5 here at the single-A level through his first two games now. 2-for-2 today with a double and a run scored. Now Corey leaves the dugout along with the rest of the Blue Jays infield. Jackson Hornung stays back an extra second. Make sure he and Molares are on the same page. Now everybody's back where they need to be. Righty-righty matchup. Molares comes set. Kicks, fires, first pitch upstairs for a ball. 1-0. Molaris, the pitch. Fouled back. Keyshaw gets a piece. A 1-1 count now. One and one with Olivar at first base. The pitch in the air towards center. Roque sticking his hand out, calling off Massone. He'll settle and make the grab for out number three. No runs, no hits, one man left aboard. We're on to the bottom half of the fifth. We're halfway through this ball game here at TD Ballpark. Mighty Muscles still lead 4-1. We're back here, bottom half of the fifth. Angel Del Rosario is going to lead things off for Dunedin. 1-for-1 on the day with a single into center field. Stole a bag, came in to score on the RBI single by Nick Goodwin. Jarrett Worf back out for his fifth inning worth of work. First pitch, Delro looking to lay down the bunt. He pulls back, takes it high for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. Worf so far through four. Just two hits, one run, six Ks. The 1-0. That one in there on the outer third evens it up 1-1. After Delro showed bunt, the corners came in. The middle infield still playing pretty deep. Out of the windup, the 1-1 pitch. That one in there, same spot, 1-2. Those two pitches almost identical. The 1-2 pitch in the air, in the infield. Right side in foul territory. Baez is going to get called off by the first baseman, Duran, and he'll make the grab for out number one. One up, one down. Now J.C. Massone stepping in for the second time tonight. Flew out to left field his only time up. Out of the windup, Worf kicks, fires that one in there for a strike. Worf with a pretty good pitch count, just 64 pitches here in the fifth inning. He's not stretched all the way out, so wouldn't expect to see him for too much longer. Maybe complete this fifth inning if he can. Then Fort Myers would very likely go to the bullpen. A 1-1 count as that one was in there. Caught and a miss. Changeup got him out in front. 1-2 the count to Massone. One ball, two strikes. The base is empty. One away here, bottom five. The righty kicks, fires that one low and outside. Changeup, no chance of the swing by Massone, now 2-2. Out of the windup, 2-2 pitch. And Mastone reaches out to foul it off. Stays alive. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch by Worf. Caught and a miss. Down swinging out in front of the breaking ball. Seventh strikeout for Jarrett Worf. And that'll bring up Raquel DeCastro. Castro up for the second time. He struck out swinging his only time up. 70th pitch of the night by Worf. That one, the fastball misses low and outside. 1-0 to start off to Castro. Top of the order on deck and Nick Goodwin. The 1-0. That one low and outside. Decides he doesn't like that baseball. Gets a new one from the home plate umpire Tyler Green. Now the 2-0. That one in there. No, missed. A little high, maybe. Three and oh, the count. Now the pitch. That one he gets in there. Three balls and a strike. Worf working quick. The pitch, ground ball right side. It'll be picked up by Kershaw. Throw to first is in time for the out. A 1-2-3 inning for Jarrett Worf. The Blue Jays go down in order. We'll head to the top of the sixth. 4-1. Fort Myers still leading through five.
Put your anytime I feel you got me, no. Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you. And put your love in the hand out, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was dragging over me. A broken man that I don't know, won't even stand, I never stand to be my soul. Why we're chewing, why we're chasing, why the...
We're back here in the top of the sixth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays making his professional debut. Left-hander number 47, J.J. Sanchez. Lefty kicks, fires, first pitch. In there for a called strike. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-1 to start off Nate Baez. J.J. Sanchez, a 23-year-old. Non-drafted free agent signed with the Blue Jays after the draft. That one missed a little bit low. Now 1-1 count. Born in Los Fresnos, Texas. Recently out of Southeastern University in Lakeland, Florida. The 1-1 pitch. Now on a chopper left side. That's going to kick foul. Picked up in foul territory by Tucker Thoman. 1-2 the count. Now to Baez. Nate Baez 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a strikeout. Up for the third time here. Final line for Josh Molaris. An inning worth of work, no hits, no runs, one walk, and one K. Lefty kicks, fires, ground ball left side. Picked up by Goodwin, bobbled it, throw to first, strong throw. Nice recovery by Nick Goodwin for out number one. Took a high hop off the heel of his glove. He kept it on the body and got a rocket of a throw across the infield for out number one. Lefty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one inside. Almost hit Gregory Duran on the slider. 1-0 to start him off. Lefty comes set, kicks, fires out of the stretch. That one upstairs. Hornung misses that fastball. A little bit high. Luckily, Tyler Green wasn't standing in the way. Got over his left shoulder and back to the backstop, a 2-0 count. In two seasons at Texas A&M International, as that one's in there for a strike, 2-1. Pitched to a 4.97 and then a 4.67 ERA, and in his one season at Southeastern, went 5-0 with a 1.91 ERA, 17 games, 8 starts. Now on a chopper foul left side. 2-2 the count. The 2-2 pitch. In the air towards right center. Masson, first step was in. Now a couple steps back and now coming back in. He'll make the grab for out number two. Duran not happy with that at all. He slammed the bat down. Two outs here for J.J. Sanchez. Now Alex Sayer.
Right fielder, number 13, Alex Sayer.
First time pitching in a Blue Jays uniform. Lefty kicks, fires. That one lifted right side. That's going to hook up and out of play. Owen 1 to start off Sayer. 0-2 on the day. Ground out and a fly out. Lefty-righty matchup. That one missed. 1-1 with that 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Now he comes set, and he steps off. That's going to be a pitch clock violation. So a 2-1 count, Tyler Green announces. New guys definitely will have to get used to the pitch clock here. The lefty kicks, fires, 2-1. Ground ball left side, picked up by Goodwin. Throw to first is in time for the out. Three up, three down, a clean inning. Clean first professional inning by J.J. Sanchez. We'll head on to the bottom half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. 4-1, Fort Myers still leading.
I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us. And if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be out of hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving all the options. Despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold.
Look at me, I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it, can't even put that stuff down and write it. Yeah, sun shining 24/7.
is heaven. Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah.
We're back here in the top of the sixth, rather bottom half of the sixth. Jarrett Worf is back out pitching for Fort Myers. The righty out of the windup, first pitch. That one cut at and missed. Goodwin thought he had a high hanging breaking ball, but couldn't connect on an 0-1. Goodwin 1-for-2 with an RBI single in his last at bat. The righty kicks fires. That one off the plate. One ball, one strike. Worf kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Velo has stayed consistent so far this evening for Jarrett Worf. Now in his sixth inning worth of work. Righty kicks, fires. That one lifted towards center. Staying right where he is Maddox Houghton. Now one step to his left makes the grab. That's one up, one away. Now Bryce Arnold stepping in for the third time tonight. 0-for-2. Line out to the pitcher and a fly out to right field in foul territory. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. That one up and in. He leans back away from it. 1-0. That one fouled back, up and out. Evens it up, a ball and a strike. Tucker Toman, third baseman, waiting on deck. There's a lefty warming up in the pen for Fort Myers. Worf kicks, fires. Caught and a miss there on the breaking ball. 1-2, the count to Arnold. One ball, two strikes. Base is empty, one away here, bottom half of the sixth. Blue Jays trailing by 3. Worf kicks, deals. That one up and in. Breaking ball misses, evens it up 2-2. The righty, 2-2 pitch, low and outside. Three balls, two strikes. Full count pitch. Caught and a miss. That high inside fastball. Would have been ball 4, but he cuts after it. Can't connect. And he goes down swinging. Eighth strikeout for Jarrett Worf, and that'll bring up Tucker Toman. Toman stepping in for the third time. 0-for-2. Fly out to center and a strikeout swinging. Batting from the left side again against the righty, Worf. First pitch, cut and a miss. 0-1 to start him off. The 0-1 fouled in and out of the mitt of Nate Baez, now 0-2. Baez looking for his fourth 3-up, 3-down inning. Righty kicks, fires, cut and a miss, and he's got it. Down swing and goes Toman. 9 Ks on the night for Jarrett Worf. Really great outing from him. That'll likely be all we'll see. We'll head on to the seventh. We're 2/3 of the way through this ball game. Fort Myers still leading 4-1. We're back here, top of the seventh, another new pitcher. And by new, I mean another new guy to the roster, Kalena Sauer, the right-hander out of San Diego State, 15th round pick by the Blue Jays this July. First pitch, that one, take it for a ball low, 1-0 to start off Jay Harry. 8-9-1 hitters due up, Harry, Houghton, and Perez. Sauer making his second appearance for the Blue Jays. We saw him a few days ago in Tampa. That one lifted towards center. Roque going back a little bit. He'll stop and settle. Goes down to the knee to make the grab as the wind killed that one as he got to his spot. One up, one down. That'll bring up Maddox Houghton up for the third time. He's 0 for 2, 2 Ks. Righty-righty matchup. Kalena Sauer, the 20-year-old. First pitch, the slider. Did he go around? He did, says Tyler Green. Doesn't even have to go to Isabella Robb down the line to ask. He knew he went around. Righty kicks, fires. That one, a ground ball right side. That's going to be a fair ball. Stayed inside that line somehow. Now heading over to second. Throw by Massone to second is not going to be in time. Brennan Orff thought that was going to be a foul ball. And it dribbled down the line. Isabella Robb had that as a fair ball, staying over top of the first base bag. But Orff thought for sure it was going to be foul. Really close. Couldn't tell from my angle for sure. But too close to let go by. Runner on second. One away. Righty kicks, fires. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Hernan Perez. Sauer looking towards second now. Kicks, fires the 0-1. That one just missed with a breaking ball. Runner on second, one away here in this seventh inning. Sauer kicks, fires. That one fouled off right side. Now a 1-2 count to Hernan Perez. 1-for-2 on the day. A single. Strikeout, a walk, 2 runs scored. Sauer across 3 college seasons at San Diego State. Pitched to a 4.70 ERA. 90 total innings, 18 saves. That one fouled towards the Blue Jays on deck circle. Staying alive is Hernan Perez. Had 100 strikeouts in 90 innings in his college career. Had 2 strikeouts the other day in Tampa. Has a little bit under a 3/4 arm slot. Righty kicks, fires. That one a little bit low. 2-2. From the first bit of action that we've seen from him, looks like he could be a huge problem for right-handed hitting. Starts on the third base side of the rubber. That arm extends pretty far out. That one just missed that outside corner. 3-2. Three balls and 2 strikes. The righty comes set. Full count pitch. In the air towards right. Massone over there towards the line. Hustling, and it's going to land in foul territory. Massone reached out, but with that low wall, he was sprinting towards it. He had to hold up to preserve the body, and it falls down right there at the base of the wall. So Perez stays alive. Pitched a perfect inning in Tampa. With those 2 Ks, no hits, no walks. 3-2 again. Fouled off again. Three balls, 2 strikes. Sauer sets again. And the pitch. That one in there. Called strike three. Fastball in the outside corner. Froze Perez, and he'll go back to the dugout. First strikeout for Sauer. Now two down here in this seventh inning. Danny D'Andrade is going to be the batter. Runner on second. Sauer kicks, fires. That one in there. Slider on the outside corner, 0-1. D'Andrade 0-3, but with an RBI ground out his first time up. The 0-1. That one he went down to get. He fouls it off right side. Now D'Andrade down to the count 0-2. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch. That one in there. Called strike three. Back-to-back Ks, both looking to end the inning for Kalena Sauer. No runs, one hit, one man left aboard. We're on to the bottom half of the seventh. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. Fort Myers still leads 4-1.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
God, I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh. I can see my baby tonight. So right.
We're back here, bottom half of the seventh. Samuel Perez, the new pitcher for the Mighty Muscles. Takes over here in the seventh for Jarrett Worf, who pitched extremely well. And actually, it's Wilker Reyes. A little bit of a deke there by our outstanding public address announcer, Bradley Kevill. Very rare mistake by him. 0-2 the count. Roque Salinas leading this inning off. 0-2 on the day. Lefty-lefty matchup. That one misses off the plate. Now 1-2 the count. So instead of number 31, it's number 51, Wilker Reyes. Now the pitch. That one in there. Down looking goes Salinas. One batter, 1K for Reyes. That'll bring up Brennan Orff. Lefty-lefty matchup again. First pitch. That one misses inside. 1-0 to start off Brennan Orff. Reyes on for the 19th time. A 1-3 record with a 5.08 ERA through 39 total innings of work. Gets the corner on that one. 1-1 the count. Final line for Jarrett Worth. Six innings, just two hits. One run it was earned. No walks and nine Ks, lowering his season ERA to 2.76. 1-2 the count after that foul ball by Brennan Orff. Reyes comes set, kicks, fires. That one inside, 2-2. Reyes comes set, 2-2. That one a line shot up over the head of the first baseman, Duran. Into the right field corner. Extra bases for Brennan Orff. He's making his way to second. He's going to stop there. A one-out double for Brennan Orff. He puts himself in scoring position here in this seventh inning. First extra base hit for Brennan Orff of his young professional career. That's going to bring up Jackson Hornung. Lefty-righty matchup. Reyes kicks, fires, first pitch to Jackson Hornung. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. The 0-1. Caught and a miss. Breaking ball by Reyes. Dipped underneath the bat of Jackson Hornung. And he's down 0-2. Lefty out of the stretch, looking towards second. Turns, kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. That one in the dirt. Hornung chase after it. Two down, two Ks for Reyes. That's going to bring up Angel Del Rosario.
Left fielder, number 4, Angel Del Rosario.
Another righty-lefty matchup. Reyes kicks, fires, first pitch to Delro. That one in there on the outside corner. It's the third time we're seeing Wilker Reyes this year. The Blue Jays have been able to get to him each of the first two times. Two innings pitched, four runs. His first time we faced, and that one a chopper left side. Picked up at third by Joe Harry, and that one off the bag. Bad throw by Jay Harry. Took Gregory Duran off the bag, and Delrose safe at first.
Right fielder, number 24.
Brennan Orff stayed at second base despite there being two outs. He didn't make his way to third. Trying to keep himself from getting tagged, but he definitely had a chance to take third on that play. Now first pitch, and that one pops away. Runners advance. First pitch to Masson. It was called a strike. So that makes me think it's going to be a passed ball on Nate Baez. Now two runners in scoring position here in this bottom of the seventh inning for the Blue Jays. Chance for JC to cut into the deficit again, just like he did in the seventh inning last night. That one misses for a ball, 1-1 the count. So lefty-lefty matchup. Reyes comes set. The 1-1. Chopper right side. That's going to be picked up by Keyshaw. Throw to first in time, and that will end the inning. Blue Jays leave two in scoring position. We'll head on to the eighth here at TD Ballpark. 4-1, Fort Myers leading.
Sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes, dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair, finally we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
Oh yeah, don't go yet. Don't go yet. Oh yeah, don't go yet. Don't go yet. Oh yeah, don't go yet.
We're back here, top of the eighth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander, number 34, Grayson Thurman. He takes over in relief of Kalena Sauer. Righty-righty matchup to start it off, Ricardo Olivar. Top of the eighth here at TD Ballpark, a 4-1 Fort Myers lead. First pitch, that one just missed on the inside corner. 1-0 to start off Olivar. Thurman on for the 28th time this year, 1-2 record with a 4.37 ERA. 35 total innings of work, 38 Ks. That one drops, can't get to the zone, 2-0 the count. Blue Jays leaving two runners in scoring position in the bottom half of the last inning. Hopefully that doesn't come back to bite them and they can still manage a comeback. That one missed, 3-0 the count. Thurman comes set, kicks, fires, 3-0, that one in there. Fifth pitcher of the night for Dunedin. 3-1 the count. Thurman kicks, fires, that one at the knees. Nice pitch. Splitter just caught that bottom part of the zone, and he's back in the count, 3-2. Thurman comes set. 3-2 pitch. That one a line shot up over the head of Bryce Arnold. Into right center field for a leadoff single.
Second baseman, number 12, Luke Keyshaw.
Now Luke Keyshaw, second baseman, stepping in. Again, 2-for-3 on the day. Single and a double. The run scored. He flew out to center his last time up. First pitch missing for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. Another righty-righty matchup. Runner on first and nobody out here in the eighth. Thurman likely the plan. To have him pitch both the eighth and the ninth innings. The 1-0, line shot to right. That's going to fall for a base hit. Picked up by J.C. Masson. Throw back into the infield now. Runners on first and second for Nate Baez, the catcher.
Catcher, number 23, Nate Baez.
Runners on first and second. Nobody out here in this top of the eighth. First pitch, that one called a strike, low inside corner. 0-1 to start off Baez. Thurman, the 24-year-old out of Lynch Station, Virginia. Went to D3 Lynchburg University. Caught and a miss, and that one gets between the legs of Jackson Hornung. That advances both runners into scoring position. Now nobody out in the inning. Blue Jays infield will come in. We'll see how that's ruled, if it's a pass ball or a wild pitch. Hornung still getting used to the staff here. Just in a second game. Cut and a miss. Down on three pitches goes Nate Baez. Either way, a big strikeout there for Thurman. The infield's going to stay in. One out, 1K for Thurman. They called that a wild pitch on Thurman. Not entirely sure I agree with that. I didn't think it hit the dirt until it got between the legs of Hornung. First pitch in there for a called strike. Fastball to the knees. 0-1 to start off Gregory Duran. They're on 0-for-3 on the day. Couple groundouts and a flyout to right. The 0-1. Caught and a miss. I think that was the slider that time by Thurman. 0-2 the count. Looking for another big strikeout. Thurman has Duran down 0-2. Righty comes set. Kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Massive strikeout for Thurman. Back-to-back Ks on just six total pitches between the two batters. That's going to bring up Alex Sayer.
Right fielder, number 13, Alex Sayer.
Sayer up for the fourth time. He's 0 for 3. Couple groundouts himself and a fly out to right. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch. Caught and a miss. Fastball down low. He chased after it. 0-1 to start him off. Thurman trying to keep this at a three-run ball game. The 0-1, that one low. A ball and a strike. There's a righty warming up in the pen for Fort Myers. Can't tell who it is quite yet. I believe it's Danny Moreno, actually. Thurman, the 1-1. Caught and a miss on the splitter. 1-2 the count. Thurman, a pitch away from getting out of this inning unscathed. Time called at the plate by Sayer. Thurman's going to take a walk around. Now back on the rubber, Sayer back in the box. 1-2 the count. Runners on second and third, two down. Thurman kicks, fires. That one pops away from Hornung. That's going to score a run. We'll see how that one's ruled, waiting to get the official scoring decision. And that gives Fort Myers now a 5-1 lead. Their lead back out to 4. Now a runner on third, a 2-2 count to Sayer. Thurman comes set. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Sayer. 3 Ks in the inning for Thurman. Limits the damage to just the one run. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth here at TD Ballpark. 5-1 Fort Myers leads.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. It's meant to be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you made up. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you...
We're back here, bottom half of the eighth. First pitch by Wilker Reyes. Still in this ballgame despite that righty warming off the pen. Missed low and inside. First pitch to DeCastro for a ball, 1-0. 9-1-2 hitters due up. DeCastro, Goodwin, and Arnold laying down a bunt, and that one bounced off of Raquelbin while he's out of the box. He's out. Bunted it straight down in front of the plate. And on his way to first, he made contact with the ball. He's out on interference. So one up, one down. That's going to bring up Nick Goodwin, top of the order. Another lefty-righty matchup. First pitch by Reyes. Caught and a miss. Looked like the changeup 0-1 to start him off. Lefty kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside. 1-1 the count. Blue Jays trailing by 4. Fort Myers trying to even the series at a game apiece after the Blue Jays took game 1. Checks his swing at that one low and outside. He did not go around, says Isabella Robb. The 2-1. Checking his swing again. Did he go around that time? He didn't. Three and one, the count's a good one. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Fastball blew it by him. Now a full count. Bases empty, one away here, bottom eight. Lefty kicks, fires. That one missed up high. Ball 4, Goodwin draws the walk. Second time aboard today. That's going to bring up Bryce Arnold, the second baseman.
Second baseman, number 1, Bryce Arnold.
That's going to get Raiden Sierra, the acting manager, out of the dugout for Fort Myers. And there's the signal to the bullpen. That's going to be it for Wilker Reyes. Mid-inning pitching change. Fort Myers going to bring in a new arm here in this eighth inning. Runner on first and one away, a 5-1 Fort Myers lead. We'll talk about the new pitcher when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark, back with the new Fort Myers pitcher. We're back here, bottom half of the eighth. New pitcher for the Mighty Muscles is the right-hander, number 40, Danny Moreno. On for the 19th time, a 4.50 ERA through 32 innings of work. Righty-righty matchup. One out here in this eighth inning. First pitch to Bryce Arnold. That one missed off the plate outside. 1-0 on the 95-mile-an-hour fastball. An inning and a third worth of work for Wilker Reyes. One hit, no runs, one walk, two Ks. He is responsible for the runner on first. The 1-0. Ground ball could be two. Picked up at second by Keyshaw. Flips it over to second for one. First for two. 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. And we'll head on to the ninth. If the Blue Jays are going to win this ballgame, it's going to be on the walk-off again. Ninth inning coming up here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad lead to late nights and in alone conversations with a stranger I barely know, swearing this will be the last but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space, and I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, yeah, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two, it's true, it's true. My bad
We're back here, top of the ninth. Grayson Thurman back out for a second inning worth of work. That last play ended up being a wild pitch, so that run is charged, earned, to Thurman. 1-0 to start off Jay Harry. 8-9-1 hitters due up, Harry Houghton and Perez. Righty-lefty matchup, 1-0. Thurman comes set. Kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. One and one. 5-1 ball game. Fort Myers up by four. The pitch. Chopper left side. Picked up by Toman. Throw across in time for the out. And that's one up, one down. That's going to bring up Maddox Houghton, the center fielder, up for the fourth time. Started off 0 for 2, 2 Ks. And he rolled a double over the first base bag. That against Kalena Sauer. The only hit he gave up. Ended up ending that inning. Still at second base. Righty-righty matchup. Thurman kicks, fires, first pitch. That one low and inside. Bounced on the dirt, 1-0. Thurman, two hits and a run scored. On two wild pitches, helping those runners move along. That one just missed below the zone, 2-0. That one inside, 3-0 now the count. Thurman missing on all three of the first pitches of this at-bat. 3-0, that one in there. Gets the call on it, 3-1. Thurman trying to keep this at a four-run ballgame. Not make the ninth any harder than it has to be. 3-1 pitch. Caught and a miss on the splitter. Now a full count. Thurman right back in the count. Time called at the plate by Houghton. It'll take an extra few seconds. Three balls, two strikes. Thurman staring into Hornung. Now he comes set. And the pitch. Foul tip. Just getting a piece of it on the end of the bat. Houghton stays alive. He'll see another. Three balls, two strikes. Base is empty, one away here, top nine. 3-2 pitch. That one inside, ball four. A walk drawn by Maddox out, and that's going to bring up the top of the order, Hernan Perez. 1-for-3 on the day. A single, a walk, 2 runs, and 2 Ks. Looking around the Florida State League again. Jupiter with a 6-1 lead in the top of the ninth over Palm Beach. Looks like they're going to take that lead in the Florida State League East by more than just percentage points at this point. Up by 5 in the ninth inning. Lakeland still up on Clearwater, 9-4. That one lifted high towards right. That's going to hook up and out of play. One and one, the count to Perez. Bradenton still up on Tampa. 3-2. Chopper up the middle. Picked up by Thurman. Over to second for one. First in time for two. A 1-4-3 inning-ending double play. Great reaction by Thurman on that hard chopper right back to him. That'll end the inning, and we're on to the bottom half of the ninth here at TD Ballpark. The Blue Jays need four. Danny Moreno out to finish this game off. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, bottom half of the ninth. The Blue Jays need four, down 5-1. Danny Moreno back out after getting the final two outs of the eighth on an inning-ending double play off the bat of Bryce Arnold. Tucker Thoman's going to lead things off. 0-for-3 on the day, batting from the left side here against the righty. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Thoman. Blue Jays looking for another comeback victory. They'll need four here in this half inning. That one missed low and inside. Went off the right foot of Tyler Green. Back over to the pitcher, Moreno. 1-1 the count. Lefty-righty matchup. Moreno comes set. Kicks, fires. That one in there on the outer third. Now a 1-2 count to Thoman. Bottom of the ninth inning. The 1-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. Down swing, and he chased after that pitch up above the zone. One up, one down. First strikeout for Moreno. That's going to bring up Roque Salinas for another lefty-righty matchup. Moreno comes set. Kicks, fires. First pitch. That one off the plate. Fastball at 98 that time by Moreno. Moreno, the flame-throwing right-hander. The 1-0. That one low and inside. 2-0 the count. Ready, kicks, fires. That one upstairs. 97 that time on the gun. Three balls, no strikes. Blue Jays need base runners. 3-0 pitch. That one off the plate. Ball four. Four-pitch walk drawn by Roque. He'll take first base. That'll bring up Brendan Orff. Runner on first, one away. Moreno, the fastest two pitches of the game in that at-bat, 98 and 97.5. Righty-lefty matchup. Moreno kicks, fires, first pitch to Orff is inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Orff. 1-for-2 on the day with a double in his last at-bat. Also reached on a hit-by-pitch. The 1-0 pitch. That one off the plate. 2-0 the count. That's going to get Richard Salazar, one of the two pitching coaches, out to go talk to Danny Moreno. Six straight balls going back to the first pitch of the Roque at-bat. Runner on first, one away here, bottom half of the ninth. The Blue Jays trailing by four. Moreno struggling with his command over the last two batters. A 2-0 count to Brendan Orff. Moreno now owns the three fastest pitches of the night, adding another one at 96.2. Up until this point, it was Jarrett Worf at 95.4. One on, one away. A 2-0 count to Orff. Digging back in. The 2-0 pitch. That one low. 3-0 the count. Again, a fastball at 96. But seven straight balls. There it is, the lefty warming up in the pen for Fort Myers. 3-0. That one low. Ball four, back-to-back four-pitch walks. That's going to put runners on first and second, one away here in this ninth inning. Now Jackson Hornung. Righty-righty matchup. Moreno comes set, kicks, fires. That one off the plate. No, called a strike on the outside corner. Just nicked that outside corner of the zone. 0-1 to start off Hornung. 0-for-3, 3 Ks. The 0-1. That one low and outside for sure. Evens it up 1-1. Runners on first and second. One out here, bottom of the ninth. Moreno kicks, fires. Chopper left side. That's a foul ball. A ball, two strikes to Hornung. Moreno comes set. And the pitch. Fouled off left side. Staying alive again is Hornung. Getting a piece of that 95-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-2. St. Lucie and Daytona have gone final. The Tortugas took that ball game 6-1. Bradenton and Tampa just went final. Marauders taking that game 3-2. Now the 1-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. Off speed got him out in front. The Blue Jays are down to their final out. That's going to bring up Angel Del Rosario.
Number four, Angel Del Rosario.
Jackson Hornung with his fourth strikeout of the night, wearing the golden sombrero in his first game here at TD Ballpark. Moreno kicks, fires, first pitch to Delro, late on that fastball, 0-1. Righty-righty matchup. Moreno looking in. Comes set. And the pitch. That one off the plate outside. Baez going to the ground. Keeping that one from getting back to the backstop. 1-1 the count. At the moment, the runners don't really matter. Tying run is on deck. The 1-1. Caught and a miss out in front of the slider. 1-2 now the count. Blue Jays down to their final strike. One ball, two strikes. Two runners on and two down. Moreno. Kicks, fires. Foul tip. Staying alive is Delro. Just getting a piece of that 97-mile-an-hour fastball to keep this game going for the time being. Moreno. Sets. Kicks and fires. That one above the zone. What a take by Del Rosario. 2-2. The count evens up. The righty. Kicks, fires again. Foul tip again by Del Rosario. Stays alive. Count still at 2-2. The lefty looks ready to go in the bullpen. Got to think if Delro gets on, they're going to bring him in to face JC. 2-2 pitch. Inside. 3-2. What an at bat by Angel Del Rosario. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the ninth, down by four. Runners on first and second. Moreno. Kicks, fires. That one into left field. Base hit for Del Rosario. They're waving around Roque. There's not going to be a play at the plate. The Blue Jays get one back, and the tying run's coming to the plate. On how Del Rosario, what an at bat by him. The eighth pitch he sees, he sends into left field for an RBI single. Blue Jays down by three, and that gets Raiden Sierra out of the dugout for Fort Myers. The acting manager's going to the pen again, bringing in the lefty to face J.C. Masson. Danny Moreno just couldn't get the final out. He exits this ballgame with runners on first and second, and the potential tying run will be at the plate. Bottom of the ninth, two down, a three-run ball game. Runners on first and second for Dunedin. We'll meet the new pitcher when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here in the bottom half of the ninth. J.C. Masson stepping in. The new pitcher for Fort Myers is the left-hander, number 38, Gabriel Yanez. On for the 27th time. 3-3 record with a 3.53 ERA. It is a save opportunity for him, but he just needs one out. Runners on first and second, two down. First pitch to J.C. is in the dirt for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. Danny Moreno couldn't get the final out of the game. Now Yanez comes into this ballgame with two runners on and the potential tying run at the plate. The 1-0 pitch. That one catches the outside corner. 1-1 now the count. Masson was the hero last night. Got the winning hit with two outs in the ninth. Now he's got a chance to do some damage to try and tie up the ball game potentially. The 1-1. That one called a strike. Outside corner. Masson can't believe it. But it did catch. Now a 1-2 count. Lefty-lefty matchup. Yanez comes set. The Blue Jays down to their final strike again. The 1-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Masson, and that will do it. Well, he did it last night. He couldn't do it again. Fort Myers takes this ball game by a score of 5-2. The final lines are as follows. Mighty Muscle scored 5 runs on 8 hits. They committed 1 error. Your Blue Jays, 2 runs on 4 hits. They committed 0 errors. The win goes to Jarrett Worf. The loss to Yandri Rojas. And Gabriel Yanez gets the save with his 1 out recorded. That does it for us here tonight. We are back tomorrow night for Game 3 of this 6-game set. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Coverage will begin live right here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network at about 6:15. On behalf of everybody here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, we appreciate you tuning in tonight, and as always, can't wait to have you back tomorrow night. Fort Myers wins 5-2. We'll see you tomorrow. Yeah.
record. Single season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like Cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in. But when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know big city we're in. When I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. I got friends in high places on these small town roads. 'Cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard. Back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in. But when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Take my